My next guests are making their debut appearance on The Download. Why? Because Clickhole, the famed internet parody arm of The Onion, is relevant all the time and should have a presence in all of our lives always. Clickhole has been creating shareable content that's essentially making fun of shareable content. For a couple years now, it's a parody of digital news sites like BuzzFeed and HuffPo. And their latest products are political, like this video with faux Senator Anita Hawkins.
I stand here before you as a woman, a mother, a senator, a Democrat. And on behalf of all Americans, I have this to say to my Republican colleagues. This speech is going to go very, very viral. If there is anything I have learned since this administration took power, it is that what's being recorded right now is going to spread across the internet like herpes in a whorehouse.
Go. That famed line. There you go. Senator Anita Hawkins from California? Sure. She comes complete with a Twitter handle and several already approved viral videos for you to share at your leisure. That's what Clickhole does. They make fun of our social media habits and our propensity to say this and then embed a video on our Facebook feed. They're equal opportunity mockers, parodying liberalism one day and right-wing media the next. In studio with me tonight, two of the writers from Clickhole, Lauren Moser and Noah Presswich. Noah, Lauren, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
That's a good, it's a pleasure. I'm a big fan of your site, always have been, and love the stuff that you're doing. You, I've gotten in, obviously, with Senator Hawkins here. You have sort of struck a nerve because we've seen more and more in the last year people sharing political content, political speeches that are on the House floor and the Senate floor. And the beauty of this is that it looks like a Senator Kamala Harris speech. Is that what you're going for here, to essentially, in a fun, positive way, trick people into thinking this is real?
Well, I think one thing like we try to like not do is like trick people so much, but like obviously it has to look pretty real in order for the joke to pop. The main thing we want is for people to be laughing at these things and thinking they're very funny. But in order to do that, you have to make it look really good. So we have a really good production team who are able to sort of make these videos look like what you would see on like C-SPAN or whatever, that would then get sort of, you know, cropped and edited by the liberal site that would then like sort of put it on the internet,
must share
with a thing on it. Yeah, and conservative sites do this as well. You know, they also have used the same tactics. So,
Lauren, do you have to be a student or astute observer of the way that both liberal and conservative websites do their job? I mean, do you have to constantly be reading different sides of the aisle to make the joke crisp?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we try to do every day. Like, we at Clickhole try to just parody the internet, and right now the internet has become very political. So just kind of naturally, when we log onto our Facebook pages or Twitter, that's just what pops up. So I personally don't really have to go out of my way to find these things, because they just kind of come to me. Right.
Well, you're buried in it from the second you get online, you see. And obviously, like, everyone's sort of feed looks different. But I guess that's one thing that we do have to do, is that we have to sort of dip it outside of our feed in order to see, like, okay, what's going on in this other place? Because we do, we have this other show, Patriot Hole, which is sort of a parody of the Alex Jones show that he has. Which is obviously, you know, completely different than what Anita Hawkins is doing.
But there is a value in the fact that you are finding a way to parody both sides of the aisle, because Patriot Hole is making fun of a very conservative type of media. But Anita Hawkins, and sharing the video the way that you did, that's a very liberal kind of way. How important is it to almost be equal opportunity offenders?
I mean, I just think it kind of happened naturally for us.
I mean, we weren't sort of like weighing the scales like, oh, we must be like both sides. Yeah, right. We go with what's interesting to us and what we think is funny and what we think needs to be like is most like ripe for like a take from us, basically.
Yeah. And I think one thing that like we noticed was that on both sides of the aisle, these political figures, whether they're conservative or liberal, just like do want to become kind of viral media stars in their own right. They kind of have to. So if they're doing that, then we have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, more than ever, politicians are taking their time that they have at the at the pulpit or wherever they might be on the assembly floor, and they know that it's not just a compassionate speech or a passionate argument to their colleagues in the room, but they know they're being recorded. They know that this has got a possibility to be at Facebook, and that is so ripe for comedy.
Yeah. And you will see that on, like, you know, from both sides, from Republicans and Democrats. And, like, one thing I think we just noticed is that it was, like, especially in this sort of, like, this first year of Trump has been that media has especially become sort of very popular right now amongst people, amongst, like, liberals online.
Right.
And so it just felt like it's time for us to see if we can say something about this. And you know, when we have like Anita give speeches or something, we're not like always. Sometimes she's saying things that are clearly like making fun of like when this sort of like self-righteous like tone of voice that a lot of these speeches have. But other times, like, she's making a satirical point that's not a critique of the left, it can be a critique of the right. So
right.
We can make different kinds of critiques with this character, which
Lauren,
is why
I mean, the character is fun. I mean, anytime you get a chance to make from scratch a politician because they are easy, that's ripe for parody. What do you have to put into it? The one thing I do like about Senator Hawkins, she has her own Twitter feed. Are there jokes specifically written for this character that are for the video, that are for just the Twitter feed, that are for maybe a Facebook page? Talk about how you construct the character of Senator Anita Hawkins.
Yeah, so we wanted Senator Hawkins' web presence to really mirror the web presence of a kind of like more liberal politician. So we built a Facebook page that we thought would include a lot of videos that would go viral on Facebook. So a lot of like impassioned addresses to the Senate and also videos where she's just kind of like sitting in her office and something big has just happened and she has to react to it immediately. And then her Twitter, we did similar stuff.
It's just trying to sort of like, what's interesting about this character and writing the series, it's funny to think of it as a series because it's like
it's every day.
It's happening on all different kinds of platforms.
Absolutely.
And some of the things that we're writing are tweets and some of the things are longer videos and some of them are shorter videos, but we are sort of thinking of it as a series. But one thing that's funny about it is that these politicians have had to sort of become their own channels, which is like part of what like social media does to everyone. Like celebrities all have become now their own like sort of TV channels in a way that we sort of plug into when we go online. Like I'll see what this person's up to, I'll see what they're up to. And so it's funny to see politicians do that and see how they have to like suddenly Elizabeth Warren has like you go to her page and you can watch hours of videos that she has produced. And it's like this is really interesting that these people are having to make their own. It's not just like campaign season and you see a campaign commercial for politicians now.
Yeah, they're constantly online,
constantly making media. So that's like that's been like an interesting thing.
Here's
for
what
us
we'll do. Let's take a quick break and I'll come back. And I want to talk about, you know, when you started Clickhole, which now I think is 2014, you know, it was about parroting internet habits, the way that we use the internet. And over time, and even in the last, I would even say in the last 6 months, it changes all the time. How do you keep up with making sure that your parodies are on point when the social media habits of Americans and humans evolve at such a fast rate? In studio, Noah Presswich and Lauren Moser, they're both writers, senior writers at Clickhole. You can find it at clickhole.com. They are the internet parody arm of The Onion here in Chicago, based in Chicago. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, more conversation. Stay with us. It's a download here, 720 WGN, Noah Presswich and Lauren Moser, both writers at Clickhole, clickhole.com, the internet parody arm of The Onion. They created faux Senator Anita Hawkins from California, and they've also done Patriot Hole, which is a right-wing, a parody of the Alex Jones kind of conservative talk shows. They are in charge of essentially parodying our social media and internet habits. And it's funny because I said at the beginning, we were talking about it, I said it's a parody of digital news sites. And I said, like BuzzFeed. And I mentioned to you guys before, Upworthy. both of those sites, in a way, have changed. Upworthy, I don't even know if that's even doing what it was doing when it first started. But for to be a parody site that is making fun of the internet, I mean, you have to really be on top of what people are consuming, what their habits are, and how they're changing on any given day.
Yeah, it's very hard. You have to read a lot of things on the internet all the time. You get tired of the internet. It's always a moving target, and it's weird.
And I mentioned Upworthy. I mean, there was a style, even when you guys started in 2014, there was a style in which videos and internet videos and everything in between were trying to get your attention. They were writing in a way that was like, you need to look at this now, or, you know, 10 things that, you know, remind you that you're just like Beyonce. Whatever it was, but the point being, that is even changing and evolving as time goes on.
Yeah, that's still part of our DNA, but like we have sort of changed as that sort of like clickbait as we knew it when it sort of got a lot of attention and people suddenly realized like, oh, we're reading things in a different way on the internet now. Like there's different ways that people are trying to get our attention. That has morphed over time. And part of how it's morphed is like the thing that we're doing with Anita Hawkins is that you have politicians now who are trying to get your attention all the time.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I feel like at the beginning when Clickle started in 2014, things were very emotional in an Upworthy sense, in that they were just like, look at this video of a pit bull, like it will make you cry. And now it's like, look at this video of Trump, it will make you scream. And it's just like the emotions are still there, but it's the internet just gets like emotional about different things in different ways. So we try and parody.
I mean, you guys almost in a way are anthropologists as your job as comedians, to look at exactly how we're using the internet and how the internet changes, and keep that focal point on the fact that it pretty much is all the same, just maybe the names have changed.
I would not give us that much credit. we'll take it. We're very fancy.
Very distinguished.
Yeah, very distinguished. Very important work. I mean, like, we're just trying to make, like, jokes about the stuff that, like, we see, like, out there, and hopefully people like it, and that's, yeah, we're happy.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot that the Onion continues to win. I mean, even in this new movement of fake news, and everybody talks about how, you know, the internet is just rife with it. I mean, it's funny how many times the Onion gets caught up in that. Clickhole as well, where someone will call it out, this is fake news, or they share it in a way that they don't recognize the brand or the Onion. And also being right there at the right time to have an opportune headline to capture what people are thinking about. That is a skill that we still talk about. I mean, we still recognize as Americans is something that the Onion provides and nobody else does. Do you guys recognize that there is this responsibility that the Onion, as things get crazier and crazier and more surreal around us on the internet, that the brand that you guys work for, Clickhole and the Onion, continues to have this relevance and this need?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, that's part of why we still have jobs, you know, yeah. Probably is that there's some people who like this and appreciate sort of the catharsis that comes with like going like looking at a Onion headline and going like that is like that. I do see that kind of article all the time now. Like it feels good to see someone pointing at it as well. I think that's true.
Yeah, and it's like cool to work at a website where so much of what we talk about in the room is making sure that the joke is not perceived as fake news.
Right.
If we think it feels even remotely real, we'll kill the headline right then.
Really?
Yeah. Because we don't want to be misinterpreted as fake news.
And I would only assume, Lauren, you've been there for a while. You both have been there. But, I mean, I would assume that wasn't a concern 3 to 5 years ago. I mean, I don't know if the Onion was sitting in a room going, this is too real, we need to kill it. I mean, has that been because of this backlash that we've seen with people calling out that the news on the internet is not credible?
Oh, I mean, I feel like for as long as I've been there, like long before this political climate started happening, we'd always talk about how we didn't want our news to be perceived as fake. Because some people just don't know what the Onion is and they don't know what Clickhole is, and it is pretty easy for just like someone of a certain age to see a headline and be like, oh no, like what's that saying? Obviously now it's become a lot more intense.
Yeah. But definitely, yeah, before like fake news was like fake news as we know it now. We it's definitely a thing that we've not wanted to be, you know, construed as, even though we are making jokes here. We want people to like get it's a joke and like laugh at it. That's our goal.
When you have projects like Patriot Hole or the Senator Anita Hawkins, as part of being a great comedian, as you mentioned Anita Hawkins, you look at it like a series, is when it's over. Right. When do you recognize it's over? Do you run Anita Hawkins as long as you possibly can till you squeeze every bit of viral success you can out of this character? But as comedians and editors and everything that you guys have been, you know, the professionals that you are, do you have to think about when the bit is over?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I don't really see the kinds of videos that we're parodying with Anita, like, going away, but like they'll probably change, and when that happens, then the series will have to change, or maybe, you know, it'll have to become a different series if in order to really sort of parody what's really sort of like in people's feeds right now. But also, you know, like we stop doing things when we get tired of them, and we feel like we need to move on to whatever is fresher and newer and feels interesting to us, because we're selfish people and we just want to do what we want to do. But right now this is interesting. Yeah.
All right, well, in studio, Noah Presswich, Lauren Moser. They're both writers, senior writers, head writers at Clickhole, clickhole.com. It's the internet parody arm of The Onion. They do videos and other things. Follow Senator Anita Hawkins from California. You can just look it up. Both her Facebook, Twitter. I'm sure she's on Instagram. I wouldn't be surprised if she's other places as well. Friendster, where somewhere down the line. Upworthy, I'm sure she's got spots on Upworthy. Great to meet you guys, and I'd love to have you guys back. I appreciate you coming in.
For sure, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.